This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. You want to choose music to help your happiness? Well, in the Journal of Positive Psychology, they're saying now that depression and major depressive disorders, they're saying music can help a huge impact in one's overall health. For the music and mood study they did, Ken Sheldon, who's a PhD in psychology at the University of Missouri, and Una Ferguson, they actually jumped in and did a study looking at music and the impact it had over overall mental health. And they found that people listen to music, kind of the music they're interested in, elevated their mood to the level almost such as medications did. Increasing happiness, they even said, depends both on wanting to increase happiness and having a healthy way to achieve that goal. So from a nutritional aspect, nutrition can help, but also they're saying, of course, your environment and what you expose yourself to can help as well. They say music activates area of the brain known to be associated with other experiences that are pleasurable, and so it ends up kind of making that happen, if you will. So it can boost mood, and also music therapy is used for people with overall mood disorders. So we've got depression, anxiety, whatever it might be. Music therapy has been used for years and actually, I mean, has great, incredible benefits. I mean, just for example, I mean, think about it. when you're stressed out or life's going through a tough time, you put on some of your favorite tunes, what happens? It changes you. It gives you a different outlook. Your mindset becomes different. So the fact that music can have that big of an impact on our health, mental health especially, is amazing. And I would encourage you, I mean, look into music therapy or just get into the car and turn up the radio on whatever you like. I'm telling you, it works. It's been used for many, many years. And just seen so many people that have struggled with these kinds of issues and used music therapy and done quite well. It's a great natural way to support mental health and brain chemistry. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web or go to teamlifestyle.com. There you can find all the information. If you missed something on the show, it's at the website. And also, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, of course, we've got team members from all around the country joining the team. You can go to teamlifestyle.com. Barbara, you're next on the phones with us. How can I help?
I am dealing with some nodules on my thyroid, possible diagnosis of Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and I'm postpartum. Also, my polycystic ovaries. I was interested in the nutritional options to help my endocrine health, and I don't fully understand the Hashimoto's.
That's okay. Well, with Hashimoto's, let's back up for a second. For endocrine health overall, just maximizing your hormones, I'll tell you a couple of things, a couple of little tips that are very helpful. Number one, we know exercise literally is not just for weight loss. Like when I talk about it, you know, a lot of people think, well, you know, I don't need to lose weight. It's not just for weight loss. It's for overall cardiovascular health. And getting moving on a regular basis, even just walking 20 minutes a day, is amazing what it does to your overall health. If you can get into a normal routine of doing that. If it's weights or racquetball or riding a bike, whatever it is, can be so beneficial in exercise. And we know that it helps support healthy testosterone levels and estrogen levels, growth hormone, all that. The other one that's a real key for endocrine health is make sure you're getting plenty of fats in the diet. Now, when I say fats, I mean almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, fish oils, the healthy fats, not the ones that are saturated and the ones that come from a lot of the meat sources. You want to keep those to the minimum. But your own healthy fats, those are the ones you want to keep up. The reason being is for our overall metabolic profile and our overall metabolic rate. It is so, so important to have the right kind of fats. But why? Because hormones are made from fat. And if you don't have enough of it, the body can't balance out the hormone system, giving the body what it needs. It's a great way to start, a great system to look at overall. Because, again, when you're dealing with something like thyroid issues and possible hormone issues, you have to make sure the internal environment is doing well. Now, with TPO antibodies, all right, which is the blood test they found that on, thyroid peroxidase is what they're checking. And if they said that you're in a situation where you're close to having Hashimoto's, that is an autoimmune condition. Very simple. It's autoimmune. What does that mean? It means that somehow, some way, through genetic factors or lifestyle factors, that the immune system is attacking the thyroid. It thinks it's an invader. So for some reason, they don't think it's theirs anymore. And so it tries to get rid of it. Now, here's the deal. With any kind of autoimmune disease, you can't turn the switch off. You can't just flip off the light switch. But what you can do is put a dimmer switch on it so you can get the power to go down, and then you can support the body as best as possible. So that's what you're having to look at. And again, they're going to probably run some tests. Wait and see. That's a big one with thyroid, Hashimoto's or thyroiditis. They're going to take a look and double check and triple check and make before they give you a definitive answer. In the meantime, here's the key. If you're dealing with the thyroid, you've had nodules on it, whatnot, make sure they check your blood test for the HGH growth hormone levels. The reason being is the pituitary gland is the master gland. It really is the one that goes in and supports all the other hormone systems. Well, typically, in that area, in that bracket, the levels, actually, of the pituitary gland can really be low. So when a thyroid's not functioning well, you always have to think, okay, is this really a secondary issue to the anterior pituitary? And that's what you want to shoot for. Find out those values, then you can build a good game plan from there. Because when you've got medications out there like Synthroid, Levothyroxine, Armour, the Armour I'm a pretty big fan of is as natural as you can get to a medication. And it helps support the body. One of the big keys with thyroid is you want to make sure you're supporting the body, giving it what it needs. That's such a key when it comes to overall endocrine health, thyroid health, the whole nine yards. I would look into iodine too. Iodine is a trace mineral, and we just don't get enough of it. And there should be, go look on the internet, you can find, or your doctor may have iodine. There's some testing you can do to figure out what your iodine levels are, and then you can build from there. Why? Because if iodine's low, thyroid function is going to be low. They go hand in hand. So you want to make sure you keep both of those, you know, and keep a good game plan for the thyroid function nutritionally. All right, that's a key. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. The absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Remember, there's always hope for better health.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvest.com.
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. David is a little concerned about blood pressure, how to get things managed. He's a little bit different because when he's at home, it seems to be managed with the medications that he's taking, metoprolol as one of the main medications. His physician has him on, and as he's home, and then when he goes to the doctor's office, it goes up to about 145 over 85. And David, I was just kind of telling you that there's a lot of things you can do to help with blood pressure, a lot of things you can do to have a healthy heart. The medication is, I'm just a big fan. Whenever your doctor puts you on something, you need to stay on it. It is a standard of care, and that's why they have you on it. So it's always a good thing to do. Now, there's things you can do to support good heart health. And there's been a lot of things. Harvard did some studies on some basic exercise. We know exercise is good. We know that. But if, and, you know, walking, jogging, those kind of things. But they found that rebounding, which is where you get the little mini trampoline, and they have them, you know, they're like $100 at Dick's Sporting Goods. UrbanRebounder.com is a really good place to get that. But yeah, you get on a little mini trampoline, jump up and down like a little jumping bean, and they have a little stabilization bar, and it works wonders. It pumps the lymphatic system of the body and does, it's just great for supporting lymphatic flow. It's good for stabilizing and working with. They found that when people do that, that, you know, the blood pressure tends to change a little bit for the better. So it's just something that you know, anything you can do to increase cardiovascular function, you're going to help the heart for the most part. As long as your doctor's okay with it and you're not, your heart's not in a place where you can't exercise. I mean, there are people that are in places that are dealing with that, but it doesn't sound like you're in that position. But the medication, I know you're looking for options to be able to stay off of. Now, a lot of docs will work with you on coming off medications, but you have to stay very in close proximity to them. The follow-ups have to be on a steady basis, especially your family physician, your internal medicine docs, and depending on if your cardiologist put you on something. And usually they'll work with you if you'll change your diet, if you agree to exercise, if you're not smoking. So there's some parameters that you'll have to talk with them about. And most of them are willing to work with you. They just got to know they can trust you outside of their office, because the medications a lot of time are keeping you stable despite your lifestyle. And those medications are great stabilizers for the heart. I mean, my gosh, thank goodness we have them. But there's a lot of great things naturally you can do to support heart health. And the exercise is one. Plenty of good healthy fats and plenty of B vitamins. So the healthy fats, obviously almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, cooked with coconut oil and butter. Both of those are great. And then you also have to look at the B vitamins. B complex is good. I mean, obviously, 1-3 times a day. B vitamins are the multivitamins of the heart. CoQ10 is really good too. But then just a good heart healthy diet. You know, plenty of good lean quality proteins, and then low glycemic carbohydrates like fruits and vegetables. You don't want to do a lot of starchy carbs. You don't want to do ones that will raise your blood sugar up, because that can become a real challenge as well. There's so much that's great for heart health. I mean, even dark chocolate, it's the craze right now. And you know, funny enough, they're raising the prices with dark chocolate because so many physicians now are recommending it. So it's driving up the the demand. And, of course, everybody thinks now it's okay to eat chocolate, and so the price is going up. Imagine that. But those are great things you can do. When you're dealing with blood pressure, you want to come off medications, you have to work with your doc on that. Don't try to do it on your own. And you can usually find a physician that will work with you, but you just have to be willing to make some pretty strong lifestyle changes, because there is a genetic involvement with blood pressure. It's not all environment. It's not all lifestyle. There definitely is genetic involvement where it lands, because some people it is more environmental or lifestyle based. And then some people it's so strongly genetic that it's no matter what they do, they have to take the medication. So it just depends. But I would just work with your doc on that. And you know, obviously, I talked some about that in my book, Empowering Your Health, but it's more about the lifestyle choices that you make. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call. Let's go to Rusty. Hi, Rusty. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa. How are you this evening?
Living well, man. What's going on?
Well, 45 years old, got some strange heart problems going on. I was diagnosed early 08 with what they call Hokum's Seth disease. Are you familiar with that at all?
Heard of it, yes.
The septum of my heart is about 5 times larger.
Right.
So when my heart pumps, it pumps too hard, and basically my heart has a hard time repriming itself. What's so strange about all this is I've been a health nut my entire life. I used to be a long-distance runner. I was in the military for a long time. We led a super, very active lifestyle. Have always eaten fairly well. Our daughter was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes when she was 11, and that changed our diet plan a whole lot. And now, you know, they've implanted me with a pacemaker and a defibrillator. Got my heart ran down so slow that I can't walk to the mailbox without just being tired. Go to Walmart for grocery shop or whatever, and it just about kills me. They've got me on the metoprolol. They've got me on simvastatin. They've got me on Nisin, Verapamil, 325 milligrams of aspirin a day. And I just wanted your advice and suggestions, see what you thought.
Well, I mean, with that condition, there's a lot of challenges that come along with it, as you know, and as you're seeing right now. Now, the challenge is you've got to, the medications, typically for the most part, for a period of time, you got to stay on. I mean, that's just, it is what it is. But what would you say are some of the major changes that you've made currently? And have you made any changes? This is why I want to ask you this. Have you made any changes that you've seen a considerable difference in the way that you feel?
No. I'm no longer able to work. My job was fairly physically demanding, so I can't do that. Exercise is totally out of the question. Like I said, to and from the mailbox is exhausting. You know, they don't want my heart, my blood pressure to be over 95, over 60. And those are all, you know, strange to me. No one I've talked to has ever been told anything like this.
Yeah. I tell you what, hang tight. We're going into a break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about heart disease, specifically the one you're dealing with, and talk about different game plans that you can look at and some options, because I know it's challenging. I know you're frustrated, and I know you need some answers. So we'll get into that in just a moment when we come out of this break. Hang tight. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call. Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit accidentcenterusa.com. That's accidentcenterusa.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to accidentcenterusa.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. You can go to the phones and talk to Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
I have a really bad foot fungus. I just wanted to ask if it was hereditary, if it was more diet-related, that sort of question. You know, I'm just trying to really make it brief.
It can be. I mean, the fungal issues always come from the digestive tract. That's typically where they come from. And they may show themselves on the outside, but typically they come from the inside. You clear out the digestive tract, the right kind of bacteria, clear out yeast and fungal issues, and that can work quite well. Now, you can do that. Dietary changes, many times you can use some of the different herbs like wormwood and black walnut. They can work very, very well to support the body. A lot of great ways to do that, but again, you have to make sure you have a good game plan nutritionally. That's a key. And stress levels can play a role too to compromise the immune system, but it all starts in the gut and then, of course, goes. Now, that's different theories, but again, you can go with Lamisil and take some of the different creams and whatnot, put it on the fungal issues, and it works, and it can give some symptomatic relief, but a lot of times it comes back, and that's because the root in the gut has not been cleared up and taken care of. So that's where you want to focus. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, you can give me a call or go to teamlifestyle.com. Food for the hour is dandelion. I know you're thinking, really? Dandelion? Yes. The greens are what I'm talking about. They're loaded with calcium. Here's some benefits of dandelion if you've never had it. They have about 103 milligrams, that's a ton, by the way, of calcium. It's more than kale. So kale is like the king of calcium and all the great nutrients in the greens. Amazing. 2 to 3 cups of dandelion to a smoothie with calcium-rich fruits like orange, kiwi, figs, and papayas, and you'll have a green smoothie that's loaded with calcium more than any dairy product. It's rich in iron as well. So next to fresh parsley, dandelion greens have a high iron content. 1 cup contains about 1.7 milligrams of iron, to be exact. So low calories, too. Like all leafy greens, dandelions are low in calories. 1 cup of chopped dandelion greens has about 25 calories, while leafy greens are low-calorie foods, that's for sure. And many calories, of course, you can add in your smoothies. That's what I like to do, put it in my shakes and whatnot. Easier to get in, and that way you're getting everything that you need. Then, of course, you got plenty of antioxidants. The dandelion greens are loaded with vitamin A, beta-carotene, vitamin C, and it helps facilitate iron absorption. That's what iron, vitamin C does. But it's ultimate detox and cleansing green. It's complete ultimate. So if your goal is to detoxify and cleanse, the dandelion greens should be the ones you use in green smoothies. They help cleanse the liver, and, of course, they can detox other areas of the body as well. Loaded with minerals, too. I mean, they are packed with minerals. Calcium, iron, they're a great source of those. Manganese, phosphorus, potassium, and magnesium. Plus, they have about 14% protein. You know that? Pretty amazing. So one chopped cup has about 2 grams of protein in it. Pretty cool. The multivitamin green, too, because besides all the vitamin A and beta carotene, it has a lot of your B vitamins in it. Vitamin B6, B2, B1. It's got a lot of vitamin K, got vitamin E in it. So dandelion covers the gamut in a lot of ways. Got health benefits of the dandelion greens that are really added to it. They're strong at helping reduction of cancer, multiple sclerosis, cataracts, age-related macular degeneration. And the dandelion, which I really like, contains anti-inflammatory properties that helps lower the inflammation in the body and support it as well. Pretty cool. A lot of great things. I see, that's the thing about foods. Foods can heal. The foods that we choose every single day can make the biggest impact in our overall health if we'll choose the right kind. Let's go back to the phones and talk with Sal. Hi, Sal.
I'm just having some really bad problems with cramping, and I have started drinking the amount of water that I'm supposed to, but this cramping has continued, and I was just curious if I could get some help.
Well, the cramping, a lot of times, especially if you're getting enough water, like you're saying, kind of ruled out dehydration, which is a big one. I mean, cramping can be caused by that for sure. But, you know, the fact that you've kind of ruled that out, one of the items you want to look at is the mineral absorption. And that's potassium, magnesium, really calcium. All of these are critical, and they can be affected in a great way with a lot of the excess cramping. And so really the root cause, if you step back and look at that, let's say that you're eating plenty of calcium, tons of potassium, plenty of magnesium, but the body can't utilize it. The body can't come in and literally be able to use what it needs. I would go back in and get a blood test for vitamin D, because if your vitamin D levels are low, they're not going to support those levels. And you can start having some weird little symptoms like cramping. Okay, but it's typically mineral absorption. That's the key. All right, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area that believes the same way we do, our lifestyle providers can do just that. The website for them is mylifestyleproviders.com. If you're sleeping and eating, trying to fight insomnia with food, well, let me tell you about the sleep and eating connection. Unfortunately, when you don't get enough sleep, the human nature is to try to make up for it with food. But on a very basic level, when we've seen it with jet lag, when you travel, and when you have sleep deprivation, you put food in your mouth as comfort because you don't feel normal. That's pretty common for a lot of folks. But you want to forget all the fad diets. There's just no fad diet that works. Common sense, it's a balanced approach, they say. And if you have things like GERD and acid reflux, and eat something in the evening, aggravates it, your symptoms will interfere with your sleep. So, and another reason not to eat before bed, It's not about gaining the excess weight and excess calories, but it's also about making sure that you get the proper rest. You don't want any or too much food on your stomach to disrupt your sleep patterns. So it's very, very important. Now, regular meal times and regular sleep schedules definitely go hand in hand. There's really no set food menu for a good night's sleep. Most people say, I still think proteins and limited sugar intake are one of your better ways to go. But they say a better approach is to eat a balanced diet throughout the day and eat small portions more frequently. 90% of nighttime eaters are indulgers. So funny. They said they diet during the day and don't get enough calories in the middle of the night. They're eating. Another rule is to wake up and go to bed the same time each day. It's critical because your sleep patterns, along with your circadian rhythm, elevate and lower cortisol together. And that is just a huge, huge deal in your sleep patterns. You want cortisol to be very low at night so you can barely keep your eyes open. And then cortisol should be at its highest peak in the morning. When that happens, you'll be really tired at bed, like barely can keep your eyes open, and then you'll snap out of bed in the morning. When that happens, you're thinking, man, I've been waiting for that snap for like 20 years. Starbucks is my snap. So when your body starts snapping out of bed, you'll know that your body's moving into more of a health zone. Really does make a difference. They also say the catch-22. There's always the catch-22. Don't go to sleep on an empty stomach. So if you eat dinner by 5 to 7, by 10 or 11, you may feel hungry. So you want to choose something that's not going to agitate your stomach, like simply like gluten-free bread or gluten-free pasta. You could do a piece of fruit with some nuts, almonds, walnuts, cashews. So, again, those are great, great combinations to use to drift off to sleep because it gives your body a little bit of everything that it needs, and you want your body to get the right kind of nutrition, definitely, when you're trying to get good sleep. Consider some carbs. They say like half a banana, piece of fruit, can be soothing to the digestive tract. Grapes have a little bit too much sugar, and they can interfere with the sleep, but the others have pretty good fiber in them. And another option is you look at whole grains like a bowl of oatmeal. But I stick more to the fruits and vegetables. I think just steer clear of the grains for the most part. I mean, every now and then, but just not all the time. Definitely not before bed. Probably not a good way to go. Herbal tea is another great one, I think, for calming the nervous system, drifting off to sleep. There's a chamomile tea. There's a brand called Sleepy Time. And it's basically a chamomile tea, but it also calms the digestive tract, helps support anxiousness that people struggle with if you've had a chaotic day. And maybe you go to wine or a beer, but I would encourage you to try some chamomile tea and see how it tops off your nervous system. You don't have to forgo coffee during the day, typically, unless you want to really lower the acidic content in the body. But winding down at night is really important, and stopping caffeine or caffeinated beverages around 2 p.m. is important, too, to make sure you get everything that you need to really be able to get into a good stage of sleep and create good sleep patterns. All that is very, very important. 888-283-7272. Two lines are open. With questions about your health coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about having better energy levels. What does it take? Naturally, what does it take for us to go to the next level in that? And remember, the body is amazing. It can change, but you have to be willing to change. You can't stay where you are and just sit there and wish something. You have to get out and do something. Exercising, eating well, managing stress, sleeping well, creating good relationships, resting. All these are basic lifestyle principles that if we would apply them to our lives, we would see tremendous, tremendous impact. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back. Check out our website, teamlifestyle.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Arthritis is something that many people struggle with, really not just in America, but worldwide. There's a lot of friendly exercises that can help with arthritis. I want to talk about those. So there's eight exercises I want to talk about. Yoga is number one. So it's kind of like the new trend. It's becoming kind of hot. But it's a fitness trend that's been around, obviously, since ancient times. And it's been shown to help people with chronic pain. A study from the University of Washington found that those who practiced yoga or did some kind of stretching exercise were twice as likely to cut back on pain medications as those who did not. Tai Chi is another one. Tai Chi is another ancient exercise form that's perfect fit for coping with today's arthritis pain. The slow and graceful series of movements puts your joints through their full range of motion without any strain or heavy impact. And studies also show the fluid motions of Tai Chi can reduce arthritis pain while improving mobility. An incredible way to do that. Tai Chi is phenomenal. Get a beginner's DVD or something on Tai Chi, and you can start doing your own little classes right there in the comfort of your home. Water exercise is another one. So if you ever wish you could escape the painful pull of gravity, tugging on the joints every once in a while, a pool is really good for that. I love for people that struggle with arthritis, especially the real degenerative types and people that are a little bit further along in their years. The water exercising is amazing, I think. It's very, very supportive to the joints. It is weight-bearing, but the water itself takes off a lot of the pressure of the weight-bearing, so it's very, very good. Isometric exercises. So it's a great way to reduce joint pain and build muscle, which in turn helps take the strain and pressure off the joints. Isometric exercises accomplish this by increasing muscle without moving the joint itself. So creating pressure by pushing your palms against each other is one way of isometric movements, while recommending typically that you work with a medical professional or physical therapist, even a personal trainer, on these areas. Now, there's what's called isotonic exercises. And they build muscle and strength, but unlike the isometric exercises, they require the movement of a joint. So these are amazing for people with arthritis pain. The whole use it or lose it concept definitely is in effect with that. Walking is another great one, too. I mean, just get out and walk. My whole thing is if you're dealing with any kind of arthritis, anything, you got to get moving. Get the joint moving, get yourself moving, get your diet moving. Motion creates emotion, but also continues things in motion. So, you know, just getting yourself on pace, never giving up, never giving in, pushing through is very, very important. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? We're going to head over and talk with Julie now. Hi, Julie.
Hi. I was wondering about parasites. Have you ever had anybody that has them in their body and what you can do to get rid of them?
They're actually a lot more common than people think. And it's funny, you hear about parasites and you start thinking about these stories, and I'm sure there's all kinds of things on the internet where you see these big parasite-looking worm things coming out of people, tapeworm. And you're just thinking, how can this even be, right? How does that even happen? But there's a lot of parasites in the foods. If you're a pork eater, then parasites hang out in some of the pork products, depending on where it comes from, the source, obviously. But that's a theory that's been brought about. But the quality of the food matters, period, all the way around. And so, you know, getting your foods from trusted companies and certified organic folks and all that kind of jazz. All of them is very important. But for parasites, if you think you have it, or your doctor's told you have it, they've done some testing, stool samples or whatever they've done to figure out what exactly you have going on, then the first thing you want to do is you want to look at some of the, I mean, obviously go with their treatment protocols, but if you're looking at your own, do some research on the black walnut and the wormwood because they're known to be extremely beneficial for clearing out not only yeast and fungal issues, but also parasites as well. And there's some pretty good research over in Europe on that. You might want to check that out. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to go to Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
I have actually two issues. One is with bowel movements. I was just going to ask what I can do to improve it. And another is I have extreme stinging sometimes on my foot where I had it cut before. And I wanted to know what could be a possible cause of that.
That's a great question. I'll tell you that when you're dealing with constipation and bowels, there's so many different components. I'll tell everyone that if you're constipated, there's some emotional components in there as well. It's not just food. It's not just lack of fiber. It's so much more. But a big piece of that is the mental aspect of it and making sure that you're not, you know, if you've got harboring any bitterness, any anger toward anyone, that's a big key. Constipation many times can be a sign that you're holding things in, believe it or not, which is what it feels like. And then there's also from a nutritional and biochemical perspective, if you look at red beets, if you chop them up, steam them, eat them at night with a salad, phenomenal. The red dye that's in the red beets helps to create the mobility and the motility in the digestive tract. And as that continues, that's what makes a big, big difference in your overall digestion. But getting about 25 to 30, 35 grams of fiber every day is kind of becoming a standard in the nutrition world. And it does. It makes a big difference if you get that kind of fiber. But if you're getting your fruits and vegetables, that shouldn't be difficult. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, our engineer. You'll tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to America's Lifestyle Coach.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit accidentcenterusa.com. That's accidentcenterusa.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to accidentcenterusa.com.